Check, check, check.
Jambalaya right now.
Coming out there. This one's, yeah, okay.
It's a goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, pull a piro down the bio. My Yvonne is the sweetest one. It's me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bio. Jambalaya, crawfish pie, and a Philly gumbo. Yes, tonight I'm gonna see my share of meal. We'll pick guitar and fill fruit jar and be gay. Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bio. It's a dibado and a fountain, oh, the place is buzzing. And the kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. They dress in style and go hog wild and be gay. Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bio. Jambalaya, crawfish pie, and a Philly gumbo. Oh, tonight I'm gonna see my share of meal. We'll pick guitar and fill fruit jar and be gay. Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bio.
Fun on the bio. Oh, oh, oh. That was awesome. Sounded. I can hear everything. You need a little in there.
Sweet.
Welcome to Troll Radio Review. It's our first show of a brand new year. We're going to have a great show today. We've got live music from Brad Griswold and David Quinton. We've got Gypsy Kim and Yosef. We've got an amazing Troll Radio house band. And we've got you out in the audience, and we'd like to see more of you drop in. You can hear us on the radio, of course, but it's more fun to be here and get a little dancing in, and we're going to have a good show today. I'm Debbie Twombly, and I'm your host for Troll Radio Review, a collaborative effort of Coast Community Radio and Fort George Brewery and Public House. Thanks for being here. Can see by this full stage of musicians, we're going to have a fantastic show today, and you'll be hearing more from all of them as the program progresses. It's been a 2014 was a great year, and 2015 is probably going to be even better. So glad you're all here. You can kind of tell it's troll time because, oh my gosh, I see what it is. Good morning, Mr. Troll.
Oh, good morning, everyone out there in Radio Land and here at the Fort George Brewery. It is good to be here again upstairs in the public house, drinking coffee provided by the Blue Scorcher Bakery, and taking in the beautiful view of the mighty Columbia flowing toward the mighty Pacific.
Oh, yeah, we are really lucky to get to be here. I can hardly even keep my eyes off of that river. It is so pretty. But, Mr. Troll, what do you have up your sleeve this morning?
Up my sleeve?
Yeah, up your sleeve.
I have nothing up my sleeve. But Debbie, you know, I have been thinking.
You've been thinking. Oh, now we're in trouble. I mean, what have you been thinking about?
Well, Debbie, I have been thinking about how lucky we are to be associated with such a fine organization as Coast Community Radio.
Boy, that is the truth, Mr. Troll. We've been on the air for almost 32 years now. And
that's a long
time.
Yeah,
I know, and we've got entertainment and information for, like, everybody. It's such a versatile station, so
yeah,
we're really
Debbie,
lucky.
Debbie, that is all well and good, but I was thinking about, as a programmer, now you are a programmer, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or a guest on the station, we do not have to worry about censor boat.
Censor boat. You don't mean censorship,
yeah,
do
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, that too, censorship. You know, when the people in charge, the big cheeses.
Jesus?
You know, yeah, no, cheeses, Debbie.
Oh, cheeses. Yeah.
They do not keep you from saying what you really think.
Well, you're probably right, and I don't worry very much about that anyway, just because of the way I am. But also, all my programming is directed at people who have young hearts. You know, bedtime stories, Skinamarink, and Troll Radio Review.
Now, Debbie, you know that some of the stuff that we do here is not just for people like that and the short people.
Oh, yeah, of course, but I like to think that you only have to have a youthful outlook on life to enjoy Troll Radio Review and Skinamarink. That's kind of what Saturday mornings are like for me anyway.
Yeah, even so, Debbie, there are many issues that do come up from other programmers and guests, and we do not have to worry because Coast Community Radio allows us to say exactly what we think, no matter what. We have no aliens blocking our access to First Amendment rights. First Amendment rights.
First Amendment rights. Really?
Yeah, that is correct, Debbie. Freedom of speech protected by the U.S. Constitution. Let's hear it for the U.S. Constitution out there.
Yay, Constitution.
Okay, now.
Whoa, you really?
The Free Press Clause protects the right of individuals to express themselves through publication and dissemination of information, ideas, and opinions without interference, constraint, or prosecution by the government or the big cheeses. This right has been extended to media, including newspapers, books, plays, movies, video games, and, of course, Coast Community Radio.
Whoa, Stinky, don't get too carried away. I don't think you or anyone else.
Did you hear that? Did you hear the patriotic music in the background?
I heard the patriotic music. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, but, you know, I don't think you or anyone else can say we have the license to just spout off about anything in any way we wish. You have to exercise some common sense.
Common sense? Common sense? I don't have no common sense.
Oh, P.U., you can say that again.
Okay, common sense.
Mr.
I don't
Crow.
Have no common
no,
sense.
No, no, Stinky, I agree that your scent is not common, but back to your issue. As broadcasters, we still are under the jurisdiction of the FCC when it comes to indecent material.
That is true, Debbie. The FTC and the big cheeses cannot constrain us on the content of our comments. Content-based regulation of television and radio has been sustained by the Supreme Court in various cases, since there is a limited number of frequencies for non-cable television and radio stations. The government license then for various companies, however, the Supreme Court has ruled that the problem of scarcity does not allow the raising of the First Amendment issue. The government may restrain broadcasters, but only on content neutral basis. However, the government and the big cheeses does have the authority to restrict the use of indecent material in broadcasting.
Wow, somebody must have turned you loose with a little internet license there.
Oh, no, Debbie, I have been living for 500 years. I know a few things.
Yeah, well, I understand who you're talking about when you mention the government, but who or what are these big cheeses?
Well, they are the board of directors of the Telecom House.
I've been there before.
Yeah, otherwise known as the big cheeses of Coast Community Radio.
Well, no one called me Jesus then.
Jesus. In fact, we have one of them here with us this morning, and let's hear it for Mr. Jack Harris.
Woo! One of the big Jack cheeses. Harris, yeah.
That's correct, Mr. Troll. I would be one of those big, giant cheeses, in fact, I just finished my first year on the board, and in fact, the rest of the board is giving me a very special assignment.
Ooh, a special assignment. What's that, Jack?
Well, really, it's to keep my eye on Mr. Troll.
Ooh, holy Moses.
As opposed to my nose, and make sure he does not get too carried away with his First Amendment rights.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, if he does cross the line, I'm supposed to recruit a couple of members of our tech crew and physically remove him from the stage.
Well, good luck with that. That sounds like an awfully big job. I guess it's been needing to be done for some time.
Well, anyway, so now I am going to exercise some of my freedom of press rights. These are things that I have been waiting to say for some time, but I've been waiting for the right moment.
Oh, boy, I guess this is the moment, huh?
Yeah, well, Debbie, do you know what Monday is?
Yeah, I think it's Margaret Freeman's birthday. She's on the board, too.
It is also Groundhog's Day.
I love Groundhog's Day. That was a great movie.
For the life of me, I cannot understand why the peoples of this country put credence in the weather predictions of a stinky...
Oh. What do you mean?
Ground-dwelling rolling doesn't... What was that sound?
I don't know.
It was a little low, though.
Yeah? I don't know, Stinky. Do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, yes, Debbie, I have plenty more.
Oh, boy,
now,
yeah.
This is about the overuse of the expression at the end of the day.
Huh. The end of the day?
Whatever happened to when the fat... When the fat... there's that sound again.
Sounded a little like opera.
That expression is a much better expression. It has a cultural link to opera, which we have on Coast Community Radio every Sunday morning.
That's part of my special assignment, Mr. Troll.
That's part of your special assignment, yeah. Okay. Okay, but you can rest assured, Mr. Harris, I will not allow myself to be carried away by you or any of the big cheeses, due, of course, to my uncommon scent.
Okay, well, that is an uncommon scent, Mr. Troll. There's no doubt about that. Good luck with your study of the Constitution there. I can hardly wait to see what you come up with next.
Well, that's
amendment
number two.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, we've got some music for you this morning. We are really fortunate to have Brad Griswold and David Quinton. Going to join us here with Dave Quinton on guitar and Brad on banjo. They are going to join us with some fine music. It's always pleasant to hear these two. Welcome to Troll Radio.
Hey, these
guys are both troll veterans, so they know how everything goes here. So you have some good tunes for us today?
We do. We got several.
Okay, and if at the end...
We have hours worth.
Oh, excellent. You never know what we need.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, here we go. Give me a C chord.
Well, my heart skips a beat when we walk down the street. I feel it trembling in my knees. Know your mind until the end. And the time makes my heart skip a beat. Well, I did. I knew right there I never could forget you. Oh, you are my every dream come true. And my heart skips a beat when we walk down the street. I feel it trembling in my knees.
Next tune I got off a Doc Watson album, and it's all about the curly-headed baby.
Ready, Dave?
I think so.
Okay. One, two, three.
Thank you. Dave and I, we play in a couple different bands together, and we play in a Buck Owens band, which we have a lot of fun in. And this next song we're going to do is actually, it's a song, well, it's not written by Buck, but he was the first one to actually record this song. I didn't know it. And we actually don't do this in the band either. It's weird. It's weird. Okay. Ready? Ashes of Love. 1, 2, 3. Isn't this a great event? I love Troll Radio. I'd like to thank the Fort George for putting that on. Brian Bovenizer, thanks for the sound. He always does a great job. This is a song written by a fellow named Bill Dale. It's kind of a war song, really. It's about dealing with war, I guess. Lovely song called The Luckiest Man Alive. There must have been 2,500 men standing at the rail port side, laughing and throwing their hats in the air to sweethearts, babies, and wives. When my
youngest son went to South Vietnam. He and my mama cried. When my brother came home, he was holding a sign. Back in 1965, it said, I'm lucky, I'm the luckiest man. His children's children all ask him to tell them what was the big war like. He said it makes him sad to remember how many millions died. Then shaking his head, he says, life is a gamble. I'm just a one first prize. I guess I'm just call me lucky, I'm the luckiest man alive. Thank you.
All right, Brad Griswold, Dave Quinton, and can we hear you guys playing around anywhere in the near future?
Where are we playing, Dave? We got a week off. Now you can catch us down at Bill's Tavern every Thursday night.
All right. And is that an over 21
thing? That is.
Okay, yeah. So Bill's Tavern on Thursdays?
Thursday nights.
All right. All right. Oh, and it's Sweet Basil's in Cannon Beach, also 21 and over. Yeah, Jackson Andrews and Dave Quinton. That'll be a fun one. All right. Well, we're going to get Gypsy Kim and Yosef up here now with some of their delightful music. While they're getting set up, I'll tell you about some other good things happening in town right here. It is a family-friendly event. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Brownsmead Flats are playing right on this stage. That'll be a lot of fun. So come on down for that. And a really big thing happening here at Fort George is the Festival of Dark Arts coming up. And this is another one I believe is 21 and over. Is there a... Yeah, anyway, it's big. And it's going to be really crowded and really fun and probably be raining really hard. It usually does on that day. Takes place on February 14th, Saturday. And it is close to sold out. It is admission by ticket only, and they are online, available only online at fortgeorgebrewery.com. There's going to be a live forge going on here, ice sculptures, tattoos, music, fire dancing, tango band, and belly dancing, and more. So, and of course, of the stout, too. So it's going to be a big one. It's a big event. People come from all over the state for this one. And the night before that, you'll get a chance to go to the Performing Arts Center to see what you're about to get a sample of. Kim, Angelus, and Yosef will be romancing the stone once again the night before Valentine's Day, February 13th. And they're going to give us a taste of what you're going to hear then.
Yes, we are.
Welcome, Kim.
Thank you so much for having us again. And we are delighted to give you a little sample of what Romancing the Pack will have. Some of our old music, some of our new music.
And some special guests as well.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's going to be a great night.
Yeah. So. Thank you. Very much.
Hi, all you trolls out here. We're all trolls today, right?
Yay! So this next song we're going to play is a newer one called Tango Ramini. And I do want to say a little bit about the special guest stars for Romancing the Pack. They will be David Reese, a Middle Eastern percussionist from Portland who has studied Dumbek and Darbuka in Turkey for 2 years, and he is fantastic. And he will enhance the beautiful dancing of wonderful dancers, Jessamine Grace and Varian Parham, who will be gracing the stage with their wonderful dancing. And it's very important to mention that this is a benefit for the pack.
Save the pack.
To try to keep it alive and well. So all the proceeds will be going to keeping the pack open and healthy. Song. Okay. Okay, Yosef, you ready?
Yes. Thank you.
A Troll Radio debut. I've not done that before. Alrighty. We have, let me see. Yes. I think we will, let's play Sequoias because somebody here loves this song. Okay, yes. We're going to play a song called The Sequoias, and it's especially for Janet. Because I know she loves this song very much. Forthright. For you. Yes. And this song about the sequoias is, of course, about the world's largest living beings who grow together and grows and hold each other up with their root systems. And we thank you for being sequoias for Troll Radio and Coast Community Radio by holding all of us up with your roots of love. And we keep growing. Yay! More and more beautiful as we age, just like trees.
Just like me, right?
Yeah. How are you doing there, Yosef?
So close.
Very good.
Thank you.
That was just beautiful. So, Romancing the Stone, February 13th at the PAC. Is that at 7 o'clock?
Yes, it is.
Okay, at 7 o'clock. It's going to be a fantastic show.
Just wanted to say something about it, too, because I worked there for many years and just love the PAC. It's, you know, the rumors are the colleges might want to sell it and stuff. Now, I don't know if they will, but it's, to me, one of the finest theaters in this whole region, and it's all sound tuned for sound and everything, and it's comfortable. Every seat's a good one. So come on down. All the money we take in during the concert will go to supporting and saving the PAC. So
totally,
let's save the PAC.
Totally worth saving. That's right. And there's another event going on for Save the PAC as well on Friday and Saturday, February 6th and 7th, also at 7 p.m., Reader's Theater, Starbright and Vine. It's supposed to be pretty fantastic. And this is an adult only, well, it's it has adult content and some language issues. So, and that will be that Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m., and there's a matinee on Sunday the 8th at 2 p.m. And while we're getting the house band ready here, I want to tell you about the next Troll Radio Review, the last Saturday in February. It's during Fisher Poets Gathering, which is always fun. And as many, many years, we've been having Shanghai on the Willamette as guests, and we will continue to do that. And that is fantastic. They're nice guys. They're great musicians. They're just wonderful people. And finally, a dream come true for me, Shanghai on the Willamette. Oh. Do you think I was talking about you? No. Shanghai on the Willamette. And here's what is really exciting. Finally, it has worked out that Ray Troll is going to be on Troll Radio. So we'll have Ray Troll and some of his buddies. So that ought to be a good wild program here. So, and then we'll also have the Troll Radio House Band. So it's going to be a good show. So hope to see lots of you here on the February Fisher Poets Gathering. We got a little house band music right now, and I think they've got some good stuff ready for you.
Always have good stuff. Okay.
Kids, we need your help on this. Kids of all ages, we need your help. There's some hand motion, so we need you, Sahaley. We need you, Lulu, for sure. Maybe even up here, because you can lead this one. So get your pointer finger and touch your thumb. Okay, you're going to go itsy bitsy spider. It's tricky, especially for the big kids, but the little ones can do it. Here we go. Itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the itsy bitsy spider went up the spout. Itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the itsy bitsy spider went up the spider out. Whoa! Itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the itsy bitsy spider went up the spout again. Take it, boys. Itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the itsy bitsy spider went up the spout again. Thank you. Thanks for participating.
I'm going to ask Bree to come up here. And we're going to do a song. It's kind of a... This is a song that I see people of all ages singing everywhere I go when I play the song. And I'm sending this out to my lovely wife of 36 years today. Come on.
Darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, darling, won't you stand by me.
Hear that mandolin.
If the sky we look upon should tumble and fall, and the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry,
no, I won't.
I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, darling, won't you stand by me.
Come on, Danny.
And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, darling, won't you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, darling, won't you stand by me. Oh, darling, won't you stand by me?
Bree Heavenrich on vocals.
Wow, thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We're going to do one?
We don't want any dinner.
Well, we have somebody with a birthday coming up who's out in the audience, I think. Where did she go?
Yes, we see her.
Oh, there she is. And it's also a Brownsmead hero, Cheryl Johnson's birthday today. So we're going to sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, we love you. Happy birthday, and may all your dreams come true. glow. It's the love of all your friends wherever you go.
Happy birthday, Margaret Frimmel.
Okay, we need to get the rest of the musicians up here now for one last song.
We're going to feature some of our guest
musicians.
Well,
while you're getting all the musicians up here for one last song, I want to say some thank yous to the people who make this happen. You know, we've got a crew of engineers who get here bright and early to get things all set up, and it can be rather tenuous sometimes. So a big thank you to Brian, Jack, Ray, and Yosef. Yosef is really pulling double duty today. And my goodness, thank you so much to the staff of the Blue Scorcher for providing us with cookies and coffee. Those cookies look really fantastic today. And also a great big thank you to the staff of the Fort George for altering their schedules and their work demands here. But most of all, thank you to you, the audience, and the supporters of Coast Community Radio for making this happen. We'll be back here on the last Saturday of February again with Ray Troll and Shanghai on the Willamette and a great house band. So see you all then. We're going to go out with something pretty fantastic, I think.
Hank Williams. It's a goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, oh, P-Row, down the bayou. My Yvonne is the sweetest one, it's a me, oh my, oh. Hey, son of a gun, gonna have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya and crawfish pie, filet gumbo. For tonight I'm gonna see my share of me, oh. We'll pick guitar and fill fruit jar and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, gonna have big fun on the bayou. Tibadoe and a fountain, oh, the place is buzzin'. And the kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. They dress in style and go hog wild and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, gonna have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo. For tonight I'm gonna see my Jeremy, oh. We'll pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, yo. Son of a gun, gonna have big fun on the bayou. We'll settle down not far from town, getting me a P-Row. We're gonna catch y'all and fish in the bayou. I'd swap my mind by Yvonne, what you need. Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya and crawfish pie, filet gumbo. For tonight I'm gonna see my share of me, yo. Pick your tire, fill fruit jar, and be gay, yo. Son of a gun, gonna have big fun on the bayou. Thank you. jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo. For tonight I'm gonna see my Jeremy, oh. We'll pick guitar and feel free jar and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bayou. Yeah, jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo. For tonight I'm gonna see my Jeremy, oh. We'll pick guitar and fill fruit jar and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bayou. Hey, son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bayou.
It's noon. That's good. Good job, dude.